there's stuff enough in it to think about and to take it in. So let's pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the faithful God. And even if some of us in your presence. Amen. The news in our daily morning papers are always the news, or most of the time, the news of yesterday. But there is some news which is fresh every day, like the rolls we get for our breakfast in the morning from our bakery. And this sort of news we find in the Bible. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions, and it's interesting, this is in plural, not only his compassion, but his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This is really good news. In our media world, usually only bad news are good news. In our world, medical certificate auf unserem Krankenschein, da sind viele Einträge, there are many things listed: AIDS, unemployment, cancer, war, death and devil. The song of life would then go like this: my misery is new every morning. Not God's compassions, but my misery falls daily on my path of life. And the prophet Jeremiah knows this as well. In another verse in the same chapter, he writes, I cried loud for help, but God refused to listen. He plugs his ears when I pray. As a Christian, I ask, am I allowed to talk about God like this? In our days, there's a sort of Christians whose worship songs are reduced to praise, but sufferings and pain are never mentioned. Yes, we are allowed to lament before God like this. The prophet Jeremiah's whole book is named Lamentations, Klagelieder. So, to talk to God like this is okay. Because it's honest. There are sometimes situations in life where also mature Christians are bounced down to the ground. But no one has to remain in the valley of darkness. Jeremiah as well did not stay there. He confessed, "The Lord is good to everyone who trusts in him. It is best for us to wait for him to save us." And this, again, is the good news he has given to his followers to spread into the world, to the people who are confronted with so many bad news from outside and from within as well. When the shepherds had visited the baby in the stable in Bethlehem, what did they do? The Apostle Luke says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what? Their impressions when they saw the baby, how sweet it was, and the caring mother, and the proud Joseph? No. They spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And what did the angel tell them? I bring you good news of great joy for all people. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Hi, my name's Jim. I'm a reporter from the city of Rome.
Oh,
I write for a newspaper for the emperor. I was wondering, are you one of those shepherds?
Yes, I am.
Ah, so you know of this child?
Oh yes, of course.
What is so special about this child?
Well, this child was sent by God as the savior for the whole world.
The whole world?
Yeah.
That sounds, I mean, the people in Rome, they won't believe this. I mean, I could write it in the newspaper, but I mean, I guess I'm just not sure. What if they don't believe you?
Well, I mean, if the people in Rome would not believe in the Caesar, then Augustus would be finished, because he comes in his own name. But if they don't believe in this child as savior, this doesn't matter. This doesn't change anything, because he is who he is. He didn't come in his own name. He was sent by God, by the living God. Sorry for this interruption. And this good news is available for us today because Jesus the Christ has taken the misery of all people to the cross when he died there. There on the cross he has completed the compassions of God for us. Now, as the year 2007 comes to an end, we look back and we may remember certain events in our lives in the last year. And at the same time, we look forward to the new year of 2008, which is to come. And of course, no one of us really knows how it will be, but anyway, we have some ideas, we have our plans, we have wishes, expectations. Some events are already marked in our diaries, exams, holidays, church weekend in May, maybe, and so on. And now when you think about your life in the new year, have you ever thought that God could also have some wishes? Not only we. He has some expectations on us. Of course, in theory, we know that God has a plan for each person's life individually. But do we really consider that he wants to act and start turning his plan into reality in our lives? To achieve this, he needs our consent. He doesn't force himself in. He waits for us. In Revelations, John says that Jesus knocks at the door. And if somebody opens, I get in and have fellowship with him. Now we remember the words of the prophet Jeremiah. Great is your faithfulness. The meaning of faithfulness in German is Treue. But when we look more closely into the English word, it means full of faith. When I say God is faithful to me, it means God has faith in me. And if I say God is faithful to you, then it means God puts his faith, his trust in you. When Jesus saved me from the wrath of God, he did so because of his great love. But he did it also with a purpose. The fact that I am still alive now, and maybe will be the whole next year, has a reason. To make this clear, I want to use an illustration which the Lord Jesus himself once used. And I ask now Annika to read this illustration.
The illustration is from Luke, chapter 13. This can be found on page 1046. Page 1046. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 8. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." This is the word of the Lord.
I think it's clear to us that the farmer of this garden is God. And God does not find joy in cutting down, but he looks for fruit. For many years he may wait for fruit as a sign of thankfulness for his faithful care. Recently I read a story of an old lady who had turned 100 years. She explained, "The secret of my long life is very simple. I couldn't stand the whole world and especially the people throughout my life. I feel my constant grumbling kept me young." I think no one would copy this recipe. It is a practicable way for some people, maybe. But let us look at it from a different angle. For 100 years, God has been waiting for fruit in this life because of thankfulness. He can wait for hundreds of years, even. For thousands of years, he has been waiting for our so-called Christian Occident to wake up, because he does not enjoy cutting down. But what if one day he will say, "Enough is enough. It was all in vain. Cut it down." Until now he hasn't. Because of the goodness of the Lord, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. New every morning, also on this morning, and for 366 days, mornings, during the coming year. Because there is a voice interceding, "Lord, leave it alone for one more year. I will dig around it." We know this voice. By the sound of this voice, we recognize the one who has come to seek and save what was lost. With his life, he fought for the lost. And with his blood, he fertilized the soil of our lives. To him we are thankful that we can set out in a new year. But this is time of his grace. During the Christmas days, we have been reminded of the terrible disaster of tsunami, you remember, which washed away many, many lives. We remember also the bombings of New York or Madrid, and among the dead, there were also a number of Christians. And sometimes we ask ourselves, why them? Why not us? I think no one here would really believe because we are better Christians than them, or better people. Lord, leave it alone for one more year. It is time of grace for every one of us. Will we allow him to dig and fertilize for fruits in the coming year? Often we get discouraged when we start to talk to people about our faith in Christ. And especially here in East Germany, it happened to me several times that people show no interest in Christ. I'm not religious, or I can live it out without. But nevertheless, we don't need to be discouraged, because as Christians, we have really good news to tell for people who do not know where to go and why they live. In the song before, we sang, step by step we are moving forward, little by little taking ground. Usually in our lives, we don't make big steps, even as far as fruits for the Lord are concerned. Little steps. And maybe as an encouragement for you who have also been disappointed, let me tell at the end a small thing from our life. Sigi and I, we go Mondays to a fitness center. Don't laugh, we do. It's some kind of rehabilitation behind the medical clinic. There are people like us, younger and older, and do their exercises. And I mean, we men, we are a bit stubborn. We don't easily talk to people we don't know. But ladies are more comfortable and get easier into conversation, isn't it? So Sigi got into contact with a lady she didn't know before. And then one day she came to see us and we had coffee together. And she shared with us from her difficult life. And she has two daughters. The one is a Christian and her whole family are Christians in a free church somewhere here in Leipzig, I don't know where. And the other one is also married, but they are not Christians. And in the beginning, maybe half a year ago or so, this mother was so negative on her Christian daughter and what the church does in them and what. And we were quite sad to hear that. And about a few months ago, Sigi met her again, and surprisingly, her whole attitude towards the Christian family has changed completely. She has realized some differences between this family and the other family, and she sees also different behavior of the children of this family, and now she is very positive on the Christian family. God works in the lives of people. And a few weeks before Christmas, Sigi offered her a book to read, a book of Billy Graham, Every Life is a Journey, something like this, with small stories. And then Sigi asked her later, did you read anything in this book? And she said, oh yes, from time to time I read some chapters, and I like the stuff what I read there. So we didn't do anything, but the Lord can do something in people's life. So if you, in contact with other people, are discouraged at first, don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. God is faithful.